Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together 133 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. This week's guest played parts of six seasons in the NHL, now behind the bench in the CCHL. Join us now as the head coach of the Central Canada Hockey League's Brockville Braves, Jesse Winchester. Jesse, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So 5 years out of the NHL now, you spent parts of four different seasons, I guess, with the Ottawa Senators, and obviously you finished up your career with the Florida Panthers. Tell me about your transition to a little bit of a life of more normalcy once you got off the NHL circuit.
Yeah, well, obviously pace of life slowed down for a little bit there. As I recovered from some injuries with my stint in Colorado, but you know what, it's been great to kind of get back in the game and pass along the knowledge and the experience that that I gained over the course of my career there.
It's always interesting to watch guys when they leave the pros. They make different decisions. Some head over to Europe because they still want to play a little. Others get involved in hockey at different levels, management, coaching. Some want to coach their kids. Others want to get completely away from the game. How did you make the decision that you wanted to get back behind the bench?
You know what? I was enjoying some time away from hockey. Like I said, healing from some injuries. But our owner here, Dustin, kind of contacted me out of the blue. I didn't get in touch with him the last time during the lockout where I volunteered with my local junior team in Cornwall, who I played for before going on to university. And, you know, he just offered me a chance to get back in the game. And at that point, I really had no plans, but really happy that took on the challenge. It helped me transition away from playing, for sure.
You know the game at various levels. You played your junior hockey, as you mentioned, with the Cornwall Colts of the CCHL, where you're back now working. You also played under scholarship at Colgate University. Given the nature of the kids and the number of kids that go from this level of hockey on to scholarships in the U.S. and in Canada, how important was it that you had the opportunity to show kids the route that you took and how that could work for them?
Well, it was great, obviously, being familiar with the level and having respect for how hard it is to be good at the level. You know, it was a great challenge, and I enjoy working with the group that we have here and seeing kids move on to reach their goals. It's a top-quality league, very competitive, very fast, and the kids take it seriously, so it makes it a joy for me to be around them and develop a great working relationship with them.
Obviously, it's working well. Last year, in your first year coaching, you were named the CCHL Coach of the Year after guiding the Braves to a 25-19-4 record and 76 points. That's quite an accomplishment for your first year coaching. Did you realize it was going to be this easy, Jess?
I kind of lucked out with that one. We had a great group who kind of grasped the team first concept. I don't think we had any superstars, but we came together and made a real push in the second half of the year. You know, I jumped into it not knowing anything about coaching, but learned on the fly, and really thankful to the staff that we had here, but then to our kids for the effort they put in daily.
In conversation with Jesse Winchester, former NHLer, current head coach of the CCHL's Brockville Braves. Jess, three of your four players in Brockville are playing with Canada East in the World Junior A Challenge in Bonnyville, Alberta, including your goaltender, Liam Soliere, along with defenseman Simon Mack and Tyler McBay. All three of them have committed to play at higher levels already in the hockey future. Tell me a little bit about these kids and how close they are to making the next step.
Like I said earlier already, we're blessed with having some top quality individuals on our team. And those three have been just great additions to our squad in the 2 years I've been here. I think Liam Soliere is just a fantastic goalie. He's athletic, he's poised, he's confident and competitive. And the same can be said for Tyler McBay, who's off to St. Lawrence. He's a rock back there, not overly flashy, but just a competitor. And works day in, day out. And then we're led on the back end, too, by Simon Mack, who's just a little pro, as far as I'm concerned, in terms of his habits, his ability to skate and read the game. And his offensive game is coming. So all three of them have pretty bright futures ahead of them at the next level. And they're representing our team, our league, and our city really well at the World Junior A Challenge. And we're so thankful and happy for them to get to experience that.
Speaking of your city and your team, Brockville's 11th overall in the latest CJHL Top 20 rankings for the entire country. That's a lot of teams, almost 140 teams right across the country. What is it about your market that continues to develop and build such great quality hockey players and teams in general?
You know what, I think especially in our case with our team, it's about our habit and just being prepared each and every day. We pride ourselves on being a very hardworking team, and the league is very hardworking as well, but we want to establish ourselves as the most competitive in that league, and for the most part, we do that. You know, we're up against the likes of Carlton Place, who are perennial powerhouse at the top of the country, and Ottawa Junior Senators, who made a heck of a run last year. So we want to solidify ourselves in that mix, and that's basically through habit and competitiveness and commitment. So that's our game plan. It's not rocket science, but it's fun and challenging, and we enjoy it.
Having somebody like yourself is kind of a unique experience because you played in this league 15 years ago. You went and played pro, and now you're back in the league coaching, leading younger guys. Give me a sense of the comparison of this league when you played in it versus this league today, now that you're coaching in it.
I think it's evolved much like the NHL game has evolved. Back when I was playing, they were still clutching and grabbing in this league, and there were fights almost every game. Now we don't see any fights. Speed has opened up, the skill level is there. And I guess my job is to teach you understanding of situation and managing games and staying patient, using your skill to exploit the opposition. But truthfully, the kids are more skilled and they're faster, and they're more dialed into the off-ice stuff than we were whenever I played. So the game continues to evolve, and it's fun to be a part of with these kids.
Hey, Jesse, great catching up. I'm glad things are going so well for you. Congratulations on the way you've got this together now and your next level of your hockey career, and good luck.
Hey, thank you. Really, really appreciate the call.
That was Brockville Braves head coach and former NHLer Jesse Winchester, and that wraps up this week's CJHL Report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here.